Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet. Plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Live daytime Thoroughbred racing is back at the L.A. County Fair Meet in Los Alamitos through July 6th by the South Point Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred L.A. By Legacy Ranch. Get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By Del Mar, reminding owners and trainers to maximize your earning potential at Del Mar this summer. Ship and win. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. And by the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gaslamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Handicappers Championship in Las Vegas through horseplayers.com. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And good morning, and welcome to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I'll be joined in just a minute by my regular co-host, Bob Ike. A lot of things going on for the horse players today, starting off this morning at about 9:40. Churchill Downs will get underway with a 12-race card. It's Stephen Foster Day at Churchill Downs. 7 stakes races today out at Churchill, including the great one, Stephen Foster, out here in California. If you're a player at Los Alamitos, you get a $114,000 carryover into the only pick 5 on the card. That's races 1 through 5. It's a 50-cent wager, 14% takeout. first time during the Thoroughbred Day meets at Los Alamitos, they've had a pick five carryover. And add a little spice in that, there's a pick six carryover of about 19,000 that'll go in race four. We have a 1 o'clock first post time on the nine race card today at Los Alamitos. So a lot of things for the horse players and a lot of news going on in the week. So let's bring in our regular co-host, Bob Ike, who comes off a one week freshening. Bob, are you ready to fire today? Good morning.
Good morning, John. I'm ready. Yeah, I had a little break, and it's straight through from now until the end of Del Mar. No more vacation time, John. We're going to work. Really looking forward to today with the huge card out at Churchill Downs, as you mentioned, the Stephen Foster card with all those stakes races. They also have an all-turf pick three there for the weekend, and today it's races 8, 10, and 12. Don't forget that Derby City 6 carryover. Huge amount of money, $1.3 million into today. And, John, it doesn't look like the kind of card where there's going to be a single-ticket kind of winner. And I think this thing goes till tomorrow, which is closing day at Churchill, and the mandatory pick six payout, and that'll reach close to $1.5 million for tomorrow's card. You mentioned the carryovers at Los Al. Good card at Aqueduct, racing from Gulfstream. So let's go, John. Let's get ready to do it.
But before we talk racing and handicapping, we have to talk about some of the news of the week and some really startling news to me. Last Sunday afternoon, Bob, it came out kind of out of the blue that trainer Dwayne Lucas has retired from training. He has some serious medical issues, so he has stepped away from the barn, and he will not be coming back. And this is a man who changed the game as far as trainers go. You know, we've seen him now for decades do what he's done. And just your first impressions of the news that came out about Dwayne Lucas.
Yeah, pretty shocking. 89, even though he's 89 years old, you just got the feeling Wayne Lucas was going to train horses until the day he was gone. And apparently the health issues are related to a severe infection. Lucas has declined aggressive treatment. He went into hospice care at home. So, you know, his life, unfortunately, is winding down. But what an icon in the sport. I mean, his career achievements have been listed everywhere, John. Nearly 5,000 training wins in the Thoroughbred game. Don't forget, he also trained a number of outstanding quarter horses before he came over to Thoroughbreds. 4 Kentucky Derby wins, 15 wins in Triple Crown races, including, John, to me, his most remarkable accomplishment was winning 6 straight Triple Crown races, starting with the 94 Preakness. And he won those races with 4 different horses. That's never going to be done again. 26 champions, the training tree that he has, you know, established, his assistants that went on to become outstanding trainers, of course, Todd Pletcher, Mike Maker, Kieran McLaughlin, Dallas Stewart, George Weaver. So it's just a career like no other trainer has had. I spoke with Bob Baffert at his barn yesterday, and he said he got to spend a lot of time with Lucas at both the Derby and the Preakness. He was very glad of that. They became outstanding friends through the years after kind of being rivals early in Baffert's career. So Wayne Lucas, you can't say enough about what he's done for the game, and kind of moved into the elder statesman coach category at the end, which was nice to see.
Well, he's a guy that changed the game. Back when he got started in the thoroughbred business in the late 70s, where there were limits on the amount of stalls trainers could get at tracks. So he would have the max stalls of 40 at Santa Anita, 40 at Saratoga, you know, 40 in New Jersey and Monmouth, 40 down in Kentucky. And he would move those horses all over the place. And you got that that famous connotation. It was Dwayne off the plane, moving horses around and into other stakes races. And after a hugely successful quarter horse career, Bob, his first noteworthy horse to me is a thoroughbred. Back in July 4th, 1978, Effervescing was a horse that he had that came out. He won the American Handicap on the turf. And Lucas showed things are not going to be the same in the business. 6 days later, he wheels that horse back on the dirt in the Citation Handicap, and he wins that. Those are both at Hollywood Park with Lafitte Penkai winning the first leg. It's just amazing that you would, you know, try that feat in 2 different surfaces over 6 days. I don't think we're going to see that again in this day and age. But He did that. You talk about his legacy as a trainer of trainers. And to me, the best horse I ever, one of the best horses I've ever seen was Dash for Cash, the quarter horse. I was on the track apron in 1976 when he won the big race, you know, the champion of champions for Dwayne Lucas. He won it again the next year. And he was absolutely gorgeous and just an amazing quarter horse. And so you go from there, you come into the thoroughbred business, and then, you know, he had the wherewithal to find the owners with the funds to go ahead and buy all the top yearlings, you know, around the country. And he had a truckload of top-notch horses every year. And, you know, he's called the coach in warm terms now. But to be fair, he was hard on a lot of those young horses. He went through a lot of horses to get to the good ones. But, you know, it's that type of business where you want these guys want to play in those big three-year-old races. You've got a little bit of attrition going on, but he got the job done, and what a legacy he's put on. And, yeah, just shocking news to me, Bob.
And he did ruffle feathers early in his career, John. You're right. He was considered hard on horses. He came into this game, you know, wearing the $3,000 Armani suits and the aviator sunglasses at the height of his power, you would say. He had two private planes and a helicopter. So he was all over the place, and he was glib, he was slick, and he was great in front of a camera. So he did kind of make establish with those owners that those big money owners, they wanted to be with Lucas. Gene Klein, who owned the San Diego Chargers, was, I think, his first big client. Bob Lewis came along, and so many others. But a career that spanned decades, and he will leave a permanent, indelible mark on the thoroughbred game.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever see a Dwayne Lucas training for an MC Hammer again. That was a pretty wild scene as well. So, yeah, a lot of stories about Wayne Lucas. Let's talk about a story we've been following, Bob, and that has to do with the Fairgrounds meet down in Louisiana. You know, after the historical horse racing machines were termed illegal in March, Churchill Downs immediately said, well, we're going to cut the purses at the upcoming meet that will start later this year. And then in early June, they said, well, we're going to turn in our license. We don't want to run a meet. Well, the Louisiana, they got together with the horse racing board down there, and apparently now there's been some type of resolution where at least the dates have been assigned for racing in Louisiana. They will run a meet. It's scheduled to begin November 20th and run through the third week of March. So there will be racing, it looks like, in Louisiana at the fairgrounds this winter, but it wasn't easy, and we don't have the dates and the number of races in stone yet.
Yeah, it was looking kind of like Churchill was going to pull the plug there and surrender its license. Luckily, cooler heads prevailed. There's been an agreement between Churchill, the Louisiana Horsemen, the governor of Louisiana was involved there. And as you said, the meet will start in November and run through March. The exact dates and how many days have not been established, nor has the amount of purse money. But, you know, Churchill still has slots down there. They just don't have the historical horse racing machines, which really generate the income. And we'll see if that changes there in Louisiana or what happens moving forward. The good news is at least there's going to be a winter meet there this year, 25-26 at Fairgrounds.
One other note before we get to the handicapping portion, and that has to do with HISA, our good friends at HISA, and another resolution on a whip violation. This has to do with the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint, and that was won by Soul of an Angel, ridden by Drayden Van Dyke, who was, I guess he used one strike over the limit. And at first, the HISA said, well, you're going to sit 3 days and pay a fine of $15,600. That apparently has been resolved, and there's a reason why you won't see Drayden Van Dyke riding on the 4th of July and July 5th. He's got a HISA whip suspension coming up.
Right. So in the process of trying to win the biggest race of his career, which a $1 million purse on the line, the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint, one strike over the limit. They ought to make a song, John, one strike over the limit. Anyway, his penalty has been reduced from 3 days and $15,600 to 2 days and $5,200. It's better, but it's still ridiculous. And, you know, as I said, Drayden was winning the biggest race of his career there, and he's got to pay a pretty good penalty now on in spite of that.
You know, you're riding for a championship, a possible Eclipse Award for your horse and the connections. I just don't know if I want my jockey counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, as opposed to head down on your belly trying to get to that wire first. I mean, you know, it's a competition, guys. We're trying to win. And again, watch the tape. If you see anything abusive about that ride, you let me know, because I didn't see a thing. So
never known to be punishing with the whip anyway, right, John? It's a feather
well,
popper kind of whip.
It's hard to hurt somebody with a Nerf whip. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, those things are not abusive at all. Well, let's do a little handicapping, Bob. You had the weekend off. I know you're not doing your sheet for the Los Alamitos meet, but again, there's a terrific card at Churchill Downs today. The Stephen Foster wraps up the card. It's a 12-race card. So I know you did a little handicapping there. Did you want to make your play today at Churchill Downs?
Yeah, I do, and I mentioned that pick six, you know, with the Derby City six money involved. I think that's the play today. As I said, I don't think it'll be a single ticket winner, but they do pay 90% to the winning tickets. So it's a 15% takeout. It's actually not like those other jackpot bets, which were just so onerous on the takeout rate. I'm going to start in the very first leg, the Fleur de Lis. And I'm going to try to beat Horse of the Year Torpedo Anna, who's the 3-5 favorite in there. She kind of threw in a clunker in the La Troyenne after getting into trouble going into the first turn. She was also coming back quickly. I do think that's a throwout race. I'm just not sure she's the same horse that she was as a 3-year-old when she was so dominant and rattled off such a good year with six wins. I think the improving up-and-comer is number one, Royal Spa, who's won two in a row for trainer Rudolph Brissette. You get Flavian Pratt back again today. She's got a good record at Churchill. I'm hoping she can stay close enough. And you know Pratt, he reads the pace situation very well. I don't think they're going to let Torpedo Anna get out there and just jog on the lead. And Jen may apply a little pressure too. I thought the price was right. Even though it's a five-horse field, when you can beat a 3-5 to start off the pick six, and that's what I'm going to try to do. In the seventh race at Churchill, number one, Royal Spa, who is 4-1 on the morning line. And, John, I know you did kind of double duty today. You did your Los Al Lindo report, plus you did the late pick five at Churchill Downs. John, we're going to be out at the South Point, you and I handicapping right there in the race book on 4th of July weekend. So let's get some other people out there and go ahead and get your radio play as well.
Yeah, the 4th of July is next Friday. We've got a long weekend. If you want to get out to the South Point, the number to call, 866-780-7223. You can ask for Steve Johnson and see how you can get your Thoroughbred LA horse players rate. As far as a play, I'm going to go to Los Alamitos today, and a horse to use in this early pick five with that carryover. In the second race, number one, Never Not Once, a horse that broke the maiden under the lights, wasn't asked for the best, was a pretty handy winner, and catches a pretty suspect field taking on winners for the first time at Los Alamitos. From the rail, 5 furlongs, this horse will be up near the lead, save a little ground on that turn, and I just think this is a horse that has a little upside coming off a layoff last time. 3-1 on the morning line, a reasonable spot to make the next start and take on the daytime configuration today. Number one, Never Not Once, 3-1 on the program, race two at Los Alamitos. Bob, before we take our first break, let's make sure we let our folks know about our new sponsor, the NTRA, the National Thoroughbred Racing Association. I'll be playing in the NHC qualifier today at Los Alamitos, and there are a number of qualifiers both online and on track today, so let's get those out so people can go ahead, get qualified for the big NHC tournament in Las Vegas next March.
Yeah, let me get those out, John. So starting with the online qualifier at horseplayers.com, $210 live qualifier, they're giving out two entries to the NHC. You mentioned the Los Al tournament that you're going to play in today, on track, $500 buy-in, $400 bankroll, and two entries to the NHC. Down at Lone Star in Texas, they've got a $1,000 tournament there, and they're offering four NHC spots. In New Jersey at Monmouth, the $400 NHC Haskell Challenge qualifier, they're giving out two spots. And then at Churchill for their huge card at twinspires.com, $3,000 buy-in for the Stephen Foster Betting Challenge. Again, two spots there for the NHC. So lots of opportunities today to get involved and try to get yourself qualified for the NHC.
And you've got to be a tour member to get qualified. So go to ntra.com. Go ahead and get your tour membership and get started today. Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll check in at Los Alamitos with Bob Mazursky. We'll also touch base with Bet on Bruce's Bruce Finkelstein. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Out of the sun, whatever may.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. In the LA County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with live racing on Friday through Sunday afternoon through Sunday, July 6th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Our second weekend program will feature the $100,000 Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 28th. On this day, we'll host our always popular on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. The entry fee is only $500, and it includes a $400 live money wagering card. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Our racing meet will also feature a holiday racing program on Friday, 4th of July, plus the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes on July 5th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Daytime racing is back at Los Alamitos.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred LA. I'm John Lindo with Bob Ike. And Bob, before we bring in Bob Mazursky over at Los Alamitos, let's get this week's Cowbred of the Week. And this was a pretty easy call.
Yeah, pretty easy call. It's the old pro, Kings River Knight, who was the winner of the $100,000 Bertrando Stakes last Saturday at Los Al. Kings River Knight is by acclamation out of the Poteen mare Season to Perfection, was bred by Old English Rancho, is owned by Integrity Thoroughbred Racing, the Elwood Johnston Trust, and Tivaldi, and is trained by Jod Sadler. He has now won 12 races from 19 lifetime starts, and the 7-year-old has banked over $770,000. So it pays to be a cowbred. Kings River Knight is our cowbred of the week.
Yeah, dirt and turf for Kings River Knight. He does it all. Well, let's go ahead and get down to Los Alamitos and touch base with Bob Mazursky. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Doing great. First of all, it's Los Alamitos Derby Day, the feature race today. So I'm guessing Bob Baffert's going to have a big say.
Yeah, I would say so. He's won the race 8 years in a row, and it's hard to imagine him not winning 9 in a row given the what he has. And then he has 3 of the 5 horses today, and they'll probably be the 3 betting favorites in the race. Nevada Beach is the morning line favorite on Ed Burghardt's morning line, coming off a 2nd behind Gaming and the Affirmed at Santa Anita. Varney is improving. He broke his maiden on the Preakness undercard going wire-to-wire at Pimlico, and then to secure the new gelding, he chased goal-oriented another talented Baffert horse in a race on the Kentucky Derby undercard. So, you know, he should be able to run this far. He's out of that mare Tough Tis Assist, who was a multiple graded stakes winner around 2 turns. So, should be interesting. It's just a matter of which one Baffert's going to win with. And I guess, you know, Nevada Beach is the deserving favorite. Juan Hernandez ends there, and he's Baffert's main man these days. So, he's probably the one to beat.
That goes as the 8th race on the card today at Los Alamitos. And there's no show wagering in that race, and that's fine with me. I mean, otherwise, you know, we don't want to see the negative show pool. Los Alamitos putting up the money for the Los Alamitos Derby. Bob, before we talk and get a radio play from you, wanted to switch base and just talk about the handicapping contest. I'm going to come up. My brother's going to run with me, and we're going to play the contest today. So let's get the details. Where do the players go to sign up? And let's get the details on the handicapping contest today itself.
Yeah, they can go up to sign up at the on the information window on the mezzanine level. That's right across from where the Bessel Club entrance is, so that's where you go to sign up. You have until 1:30, which is right before the post time for the 2nd race. So you have up until then. It's a $500 buy-in. $400 goes on the live money wagering card. You can bet exactas, daily doubles, trifectas, you know, win, place, and show, of course, and have to make at least 5 $50 bets. And, you know, there's no minimums on the bets. And the top 2 finishers will earn berth to next year's NHC in Las Vegas.
Perfect. And Bob Mazursky, Bob Ike wanted to get a play from you. Bob Ike, what do you got?
Yeah, Bob, it's Carryover City out at Los Al today. So give us a single somewhere, either the early pick 5 or the pick 6 today.
Yeah, we've had our first ever pick 5 carryover. You know, it's our 12th year of running, and it's the first pick 5 carryover. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to go to the 6 race awards. I think you can key in the pick 6 possibly on the late pick 4, number 4, Devil Among Us. He was claimed by Labrador Barocho, who does a good job first off the claim. Claimed the horse for 20, running him back for 40. He worked a brilliant half mile and 45 and change over at Santa Anita. They put Edwin Maldonado on, so I think they're going to try to go gate to wire. And the horse loves this track. He has 2 wins, 2 seconds, and 4 tries, and I think he'll be tough to catch. So number 4, Devil Among Us in race 6.
That's number 4, Devil Among Us, 5-2 in the program, race number 6 at Los Alamitos. You can get all of Bob Mazursky's selections at todaysracingdigest.com. Bob, we'll see you later on today at Los Alamitos.
Sounds good, John. Take care.
That was Bob Mazursky. Let's head out to Las Vegas and check in with Bruce Finkelstein at betonbruce.com. Bruce, a lot going on, and how you doing out there?
Doing well, John, and good morning, Bob. How's it going, fellas?
Doing great. I tell you what, terrific card at Churchill Downs as well. I wanted you to look at the feature race today, and that's the grade 1 Stephen Foster goes as race 11 on the 12 race card. It's only a field of 6 with a scratch of Skippy Longstocking, but it's a loaded field. I mean, we have the Breeders' Cup Classic winner, Sierra Leone. You've got Hit Show, who just won the big race down in Dubai. And you have a horse that won the Churchill Downs handicap against a great field, Mind Frame, and First Mission. I mean, 6 horses, but there's a lot of good horses in here.
There is, and I think as far as handicapping in here, some high-quality runners, I think every one of these, though, even though they're, you know, looking like they're in good form, I think there's some, you know, vulnerabilities. I think there's some flaws in all these horses to some extent, so they're not necessarily, there's no obvious kind of opinion here. If I, you know, gun to head, I would probably give Sierra Leone another chance. His race granted, he was, you know, a fairly well-beaten 3rd at Fairgrounds coming off the Breeders' Cup hangover, possibly. But it was a paceless race, and he did show some late interest. When you keep watching that New Orleans race, it wasn't a terrible effort. It was just subpar for Sierra Leone. I look for potential bounce back. Now, here's the flaw. Is there enough speed to set it up or to flatter his closing style? It's questionable. I think Mindframe and Skippy Longstocking are the horses that are going to try to go to the lead. Is that enough pace to set it up for Sierra Leone? That's the question mark. First Mission, I like the way he's progressed off the layoff, and I think he's got the best program or schedule coming into this race. He's had two races off the layoff since August. He had a perfect trip, though, at Oaklawn, and he took advantage of it. I just wonder if he's this high quality, but I do trust Brad Cox, and I like the schedule. Those are the two horses I'm honing in on, but it's a shaky race at best. I'll go Sierra Leone, the four, and the one First Mission.
Bob Ike, what do you have for Bruce Finkelstein?
Yeah, Bruce, you gave us a nice winner at Churchill last week. Father Delay at $5.60. That keyed a $2 exacta for $64, a dollar try for $196 on just a $6 play. So wanted to get your first radio selection. Where do you want to go for that one?
Well, let's go late rolling double at Churchill Downs. And the 12th race is a neat race. It's the American Derby. It's a field of 10, a really nicely, I would say evenly matched group here. We have a shipper.
A lot of scratches in there, though, Bruce. We're down to a field of six, yeah.
Oh, what happened there? Okay, tell me who came out.
Numbers 2, 7, 9, and 10 are what I have.
Wow, I'll tell you what. All right, so let's pass on that race completely. Let me do an audible here. Let's go to the ninth race at Churchill. Let's go with a horse that I think is really kind of a little under the radar as a sharp sprinter. Roll On Big Joe in the ninth race, the horse that was campaigning for Bob Hess in Southern California. I loved his win at Churchill. I thought that was the best race I've seen out of him. And he's run good races prior to that, but he drew the rail and he didn't break great. And Lepereau had to kind of get him off the inside. He took on the speed. He won rather comfortably. I just like his competitiveness. I really think he really moved up over this track. Look for him to be in contention, probably sitting second to Booth in this race, the three horse. So I'll go with the four. Roll On Big Joe. I'll tell you what, this has been a nice meeting for quality at Churchill, but that's the bugaboo. And I know John and I talk about it all the time. The late scratches here are just chronic and just been crazy at Churchill Downs this season.
They have. Ninth race today, number four, Roll On Big Joe, 3-1 on the program. That's at Churchill 4, Bruce Finkelstein. Bruce, how about a play out here at Los Alamitos with those carryovers, pick five and pick six carryovers?
Well, let's go to the opener. And I really like the bottom horse here, Leia's Candy, who made a mid-race move at a mile last time out on a dead rail, I thought, at Santa Anita. Ran pretty well till about the end of the turn, then kind of slowly gave way. He's got to win over this track. He now goes route to sprint. I think he can stalk whatever speed develops. Probably there's a couple down on the inside. Devil Be Me is another one who can show speed. I think he's ready to turn back in distance and should get a great trip for a rider that knows him well in Tiago Pereira. First race, I'm going to take a stand with the 7, Leia's Candy at 4-1 on the morning line.
Los Alamitos, race 1, 4-1 on the program, number 7, Leia's Candy for Bruce. You can get all of Bruce's selections at betonbruce.com. Bruce, enjoy the day. Let's cash some tickets, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Take care, guys. Good luck on the tourney.
That was Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, we'll check in New York with John Harduna of the Rags and Sheets, and we'll also touch base with Scott Shapiro, who's done a lot of work on that Derby City 6, and we'll see what he might have today for us as well. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's going to have a smile on their face, because somebody's going to win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf. Down at Old Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf,
all right now.
Down at Old Del Mar.
It's a summer tradition. Opening day at Del Mar is Friday, July 18th. First post time is 2 p.m. Get involved in our famous hat contest. Limited seating is available. Go to dmcc.com for details. Big bets, fast horses, celebrating in style. Welcome back to where the turf meets the surf. Welcome back to Del Mar.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now.
Down at old Del Mar.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Weekend doubleheaders are back at Los Alamitos. It's day and night racing action at the Orange County Oval. The LA County Fair Summer Meet at Los Alamitos kicks off the racing fun, followed by live nighttime racing featuring the top quarter horses in the sport and thrilling racing action at 1,000 yards. Upcoming stakes races include the Grade 1 Vessels Maturity, featuring top older quarter horses on Sunday, July 6th. The field will be headed by multiple Grade 1 winner London Toby, who was sensational in his last start. Will the Vessels Maturity go to London Toby? We'll find out on Sunday, July 6th. And racing fans, don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. Don't miss our day and night doubleheaders. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of sunsets and stars and doubleheaders. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. And Bob, if players want to play that pick six carryover at Los Alamitos, the early pick five carryover at Los Alamitos, and a terrific card at Churchill Downs, if you can't get out to Los Alamitos, let's give the listeners some options where they can play today in California.
Well, let's start down your way, John, down in San Diego, the Paddock on 5th and the Gaslamp Tavern. 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. They're open at 10 o'clock daily. Working our way up to Orange County into San Clemente, it's the OC Tavern. They're open now for simulcast wagering. 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. And then my favorite place, and I'm going to try to hit it up there tomorrow, John, the Derby Room at Fairplex. Say hi to Brandon and Monica. Tell them you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. They're waiting to serve you. They're open, and you will love their menu. You'll love their audio-visual presentation at the Derby Room in Fairplex.
Well, let's bring in our next guest. That's John Herdoon from the Rags and Sheets, patiently waiting for Saratoga to open again next Thursday. John, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Bob. How you guys doing?
Doing great. You excited about Saratoga coming back for the 4th of July weekend?
I am, but I just looked at the opening day card. It was kind of weak, to be honest with you. A couple of six-horse fields and a five-horse field. It's not really Saratoga. It's kind of Belmont at Aqueduct, which is at Saratoga. So they still have the shorter. It's a little crazy to keep up with all of it, but that's the situation. Obviously, when Saratoga starts, the cards are going to be a lot better. But they do have a lot of good races scheduled for next Friday. That seems to be the big day, July 4th.
Well, that'll be it's a home game for you either way, so I'm sure that'll be a good thing. I wanted you to look at one of the races on this good card today at Churchill Downs, and that's the American Derby. It's been hit with scratches. There are four late scratches in there, leaving us a field of six. But this was a tough handicapping race for me, and it ends a lot of rolling bets. I need all the help I can get. Why don't you preview the American Derby for us?
Well, the race was certainly decimated by scratches, like you said, and I actually like the priceless in there, the 9, who was a late scratch, who was 10-1. But I'm going to go with the number one horse in here, Regan's Wit. 3-year-old called from the Sherry Duval barn, Jose Ortiz aboard to ride. He was listed at 3-1 on the morning line, but the big favorite will be number 3, Tiztastic, and I like number 1, Regan's Wit, a lot more than the 3 horse, and I think he is a single in the 12th and final.
That's the one, Regan's Wit, 3-1 on the original morning line in race 12 today, the American Derby at Churchill Downs. Bob Ike, what do you got for John Hardoon?
Hey, John, good morning. It looks like a pretty good card out at Belvant at the Big A today, and I wanted to get your first radio play, so where do you want to go?
Well, let's go to the 9th race today. It's a mile on the main track, and the number 2 horse in here, Lady Arawan, a 4-year-old filly who was claimed last time out by trainer Richard Dutrow. You could draw a line for her last 2 races. Both of those races will run over sloppy tracks. A race is 3 and 4, starts back, win this race, and win it easily. A full field of 9 there. There's a late scratch part of the entry. Number 1A, Santa Gata, comes out. But I like number 2, Lady Arawan, at the 4-1. Kendra Carmouche aboard to ride. Number 2, Lady Arawan, wins today's 9th race out at Belmont at the Big A.
So that's Belmont at Aqueduct, race number 9, horse number 2, Lady Arawan. That's 4-1 on the program. And, John, did you want to come out to Los Alamitos, take a shot at some of these carryover pools?
Yeah, let's give everybody some help in that early pick 5. And I'm going to look at the 4th race, and I like the number 7 horse in here, Oscar Knight. This is a 3-year-old filly from the Hector Palma barn, career start number 3. However, this horse worked on June 9th, worked on June 15th, ran on June 20th at Los Al, and now he brings this horse back, stretches her out. She's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. I like number 7, Oscar Knight, to win today's 4th race out at Los Alamitos.
That's the fourth race at Los Alamitos. Number 7, Oscar Knight, 7-2 in the program. And what do you have available today, John, on your website?
Well, we have Belmont at Aqueduct, we have Churchill, and we have Los Al Selections. And by the way, you guys were talking about Dwayne Lucas, and it's interesting. The last winner he ever is going to have was for trainer Bob Baffert for his wife, Jill. They shipped the horse out to Lucas, and he won with him. And very sad, and obviously our prayers go out to him and his family.
Yeah, that was Tour Player. That was the horse for Jill Baffert and right, under the Lucas Shedrose. So, yeah, that is pretty ironic, isn't it?
It really is. It's a small world, and it's a crazy, it's just the way things happen. It's amazing the way things work out.
Well, John, thanks for the updates and everything. We appreciate that. Good luck today, and cash some tickets.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
And let's head out and touch base with our regular man from Express Bet, and that does a little work for Daily Racing Form, Scott Shapiro. Scott, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. How we doing? Looking forward to the cards today and tomorrow at Churchill.
Yeah, I know you've done the work. And, you know, being on all stakes card and with horses like Torpedo Anna in this pick 6 sequence, I'm going to guess that there's not going to be a single ticket winner today. And if that is the case, it all has to go tomorrow, the closing day with a mandatory payout in that Derby City 6.
Absolutely correct, and I would agree. I think this famous last words, I would give this a 500-1 or higher chance of coming down today. Very little chance with the stake races to me, and should set up for a huge pool. It's 1.31 million heading into today. I think they're going to put a lot of money in. And personally, I'm going to try to beat a couple favorites, but I wouldn't don't think it's to play smaller tickets today, maybe for a couple times, because I think people are going to overspread in some of these races, maybe resulting in an inflated payout if it, chalks out or is more logical.
Well, look, Bob, I can mention they do pay 90% of the pool. Only 10% goes to the jackpot. Yeah. So that's, you know, if you're going to have a jackpot wager, that's probably the most reasonable way to do it. One race I wanted you to look at for the listeners, how about the Grade 2 Wise Dan at Churchill? This is the 10th race on the card. And it's an interesting race because the pace is a little murky.
It sure is. And the top three finishers were supposed to run in this coming out of the Arlington, which is the prep for this race. But the winner, Mercanti, came out, and he was one of his, came out today, and he was one of the likely horses to be up close. Brilliant Birdie took the lead by default last time, and I think there's zero chance that happens today because it didn't work out. A horse that probably wants a target. I think it's going to put Seminole Chief on the lead with Louis Saez from the outside and maybe a loose one. Brilliant Birdie is going to get bet down significantly with the scratcher Mercanti. I would expect him to be below 2-1. You know, I think he's the one to beat. I don't know if I trust him as much as I did going into the last race. I think upset opportunities would be Fort Washington, who needs probably more pace than he's going to get, but has some talent. Lagunos, who didn't get a setup in the aforementioned Arlington, and then me, Hermano Ramon, the California horse, who you guys are very familiar with out there, who, you know, I think he might be, we maybe have seen his better days, but if not, he should fire today coming off that runner-up effort in the Shoemaker Mile.
Well, that's a quick look at the Wise Dan. Bob Ike, what do you have for Schaper?
Yeah, Schaper, huge card at Churchill. How about a winner from there today?
Yeah, I think the opportunities for prices might be a little bit towards the front of the card, but I think maybe a single is in race for an open 62.5 claimer, 7.5 furlongs in the main track. It kicks off a middle pick five. And I think number 10, Classic Car Wash, is supposed to win this race at 4-1 on the line. It's a horse that's taken on much better competition than in the field he meets today, where he drops in for a tag for the first time. You look at his running lines, I mean, there's Disarm, Bindu. There's just stakes, of course. It's not monsters, but much better than what he meets in this field. He was on the dead rail last time, chasing the pace in a much better race. I think the move outside and Irad Ortiz Jr. should work well for number 10, Classic Car Wash, in race 4 at 4-1 at Churchill.
So that's the fourth race today at Churchill Downs. That goes about 11:15 our time. Number 10, Classic Car Wash, 4-1 on the program. We're at our teaser board. That's for Scott Shapiro. And if you are going to play that Derby City 6 on closing day tomorrow, make sure you check out ExpressBet and get a look at the analysis by Scott Shapiro. Scott, best of luck today. Let's cash some tickets and give me a success story when we talk next week.
Yes, please. And, yeah, should be a fun day all around. Good luck at Los on the tournament and with those carryovers, guys, and let's crush them.
Sounds good. That was Scott Shapiro. Let's go ahead and take our final break. When we come back, we'll touch base with Toby Callett, who's on getting ready for a road trip, and it's going to end up at Del Mar. And Michael Rona doing day and night, as usual, during this Thoroughbred and Quarter Horse meets. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County in the L.A. County Fair Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos with live racing on Friday through Sunday afternoon through Sunday, July 6th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Our second weekend program will feature the $100,000 Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 28th. On this day, we'll host our always popular on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. The entry fee is only $500, and it includes a $400 live money wagering card. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Our racing meet will also feature a holiday racing program on Friday, 4th of July, plus the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes on July 5th. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. And as always, thank you, our wonderful horse players in California. We always appreciate your support of racing at Los Alamitos. Daytime racing is back at Los Alamitos.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. And Bob, you had mentioned to me in the break there, you had a little story about, we had talked about the last winner for trainer D. Wayne Lucas, Tour Player, owned by Jill Baffert. What do you have on Tour Player?
Yeah, I was talking to Baffert yesterday, as I mentioned earlier, and he said they sent that horse back to Wayne, you know, the purse money for an allowance race back at Churchill, $132,000. And he said, first of all, he had to get the jockey on that he wanted. Baffert wanted to ride Florent Giroux, and Lucas wanted to ride his guy Torres. So he said they had a little bit of an argument about that, but Baffert prevailed since he is the owner breeder, and Jill's the owner, Bob Baffert the breeder. And then he said the horse won on June 12th, and Bob's plan was to ship the horse back home and freshen him up. And in typical D. Wayne Lucas fashion, he called Bob a couple days later and said, you know, this horse is bucking and kicking and squealing, and he's tearing the barn down. And, you know, there's a stakes race here in a couple weeks I'd like to run him in. So he was always campaigning till the end, but Baffert said, nah, send him home. I want to freshen him a little bit. So just a little story on Tour Player, D. Wayne Lucas's last win as a trainer.
So the difference between the owner hat and the trainer hat, you can see it right there from the guys who play the game all their lives. That's great stuff. Let's go ahead and bring in our next guest in South Florida, and that's Mr. Toby Callett. And Toby, you're going to be a road warrior coming up here.
John, you're a little behind the times, my friend. We've already traveled from Florida to Las Vegas, US 95, US 97. We're at Soap Lake. On our way to the Grand Coulee Dam. I'm going to show Kathy the Grand Coulee Dam, and we're going to keep on trucking. So we're on the road, my friend.
I love it. Well, the best part is I know where you're going to end up there on July 18th. You're going to be at Del Mar for opening day, so we look forward to seeing you out there. I want to hand you off here to Bob Ike, because I know that even though you're on the road, you're in action. So, Bob Ike, what do you got for Toby?
Toby, I love it. I love the road trips done in the car or the motorhome, whatever it is. I'm with you. I'm a big fan. But hopefully you found a little time to give us a winner today.
For you guys, I've always got more than a little time. I'm going to take you to race 7 at Gulfstream. No scratches, fast and firm. We're going 5/8 on the grass. And a horse off my horses to watch list. This filly's name is Love Actually, number 4. Edwin Gonzalez takes the call today for Joe Orsino back to turf. Really good spot. Main rival is the 8, Recipilos. We're going to look very closely at the 6, Taboo Mischief, and a first-time starter for Southie Joseph, the 3 winning star. That's 4-8-6-3. Hey, Bob, the all you and me. Today's 7 at Gulfstream Park.
That's the 7th at Gulfstream Park, number 4, Love Actually. 7-2 on the program for Toby Callett. Toby, drive safe out there. Say hi to Kathy for me. Enjoy the sights and bring your money to Del Mar.
One more thing. Let's give Betsy big props. She's at home holding the fort.
Betsy's always holding down the fort for you. You got good help over there. Tell Betsy I say hello.
She's listening right now, John. Thank you.
All right. That was Toby Callett. Let's head over to Los Alamitos for the hardest working guy in the sport, doing day and night duty once again at Los Alamitos, the track announcer, Michael Rona. Michael, good morning, and thanks for taking time. I know you're going to be a busy guy with the Los Alamitos Derby today and all those carryovers. You're going to have a lot of eyes and ears on you.
It's an amazing trio of carryovers this afternoon. I'll have to be in gear right from the get-go. No easing into the proceedings with this 50-cent pick 5, 14% takeout extravaganza beginning with the first at 1 o'clock this afternoon. But, John, I've thoroughly enjoyed being back in the daytime mode. It just struck me calling the races last weekend how long it had been since we had daytime racing at Los Alamitos. All of the thoroughbred meets are across the second half of the calendar. And you cast your mind back to journalism, having won the Los Alamitos Futurity in December, the last time that we were running daytime. And you think about how much water has passed under the bridge since then.
Well, I tell you, I love it. I love the daytime meets out there. I'll be out there today playing and watching and wagering too. So it's just fun. It's a nice break. You get that in between Santa Anita and Del Mar. And it's great for all the horsemen, both the daytime horsemen and the guys who work so hard under the lights all year round. They get a chance to show off their horses too. So it's fun and it's good for everybody. And, as far as the racing tonight and tomorrow, no stakes races this weekend, kind of nuts and bolts at night. But with these carryovers and everything, it's going to keep you busy. So with that said, I'm going to let Bob Ike chime in. And I know, he wants to get a radio play from you. You got to get us out for all the damage we do during the daytime.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. It might be a steep hole, so you've got to work that out for you. How about post time for tonight's racing and then a play from the under the lights from you, Michael?
Yeah, sure, Bob. Well, we have an 8-race program tonight. First post is 6:15 with an earlier 5:35 kickoff tomorrow. And since you might need some help getting out, let's save the radio play for the final race of the doubleheader. Race 8 tonight is a 300-yard quarter horse maiden for two-year-olds. Little between number 1, Soldier 28, and number 4, High Octane on the morning line. I have a strong leaning towards number 4, High Octane, who took money in both starts so far, both of them resulting in third place finishes in Futurity trials in very good company, a kindergarten and an Ed Burke Million Futurity trial, 4-1 on each of those occasions, gets back to a regular maiden race and adds a flipping halter tonight. And I think High Octane number 4, although a fractional favorite on the morning line at 9-5, is a good play. And I'm prepared to take a stand against the rail horse at 2-1, who was beaten a nose last time out in a maiden at 10-1 from the outside post, has actually had the outside 2 starts in a row. Now has to, it gets a negative post position switch and you get a negative switch in the odds. And to me, that just makes Soldier 28 number one worth playing against. And there's potential value if you want to get into the exotic wagers in race 8, with number 5, Kevin's Trending, and number 6, Favorite Jester at 8 and 10 to 1. So I'm taking a stand against number 1. I'm on number 4, High Octane, to win the finale.
That's number 4, High Octane, 9 to 5, 8th race tonight at Los Alamitos. We're late on the break here. Michael, I'm going to let you go. Best of luck, and we'll look forward to hearing you day and night today.
Thanks so much. Good luck, mate.
That was Michael Rona. Bob Ike, thanks for co-hosting as usual. We'll do the same from Las Vegas next weekend. We're looking forward to that. We'll also have the great Lady M from Los Alamitos next Saturday and this opening weekend at Saratoga. So a lot to look forward to there. Want to thank all of our guests for joining us. You've got Mike Willman here from 8 to 10 tomorrow morning. And you've got the SoCal Restaurant Show with Andy Harris coming up next. Best of luck to everybody playing the races today. And good luck. Bring the horses back sound. And we will talk to you next Saturday. Good luck.